This is how they will destroy constitutional carry states. This is how the anti-gunners will whittle away to try to flip those states to anti-gun states. Pay attention, because I've been talking about this for a long, long time. Before I jump into it, I want to thank you all. We are getting so close to 700,000 subscribers. It's a goal for my birthday. I've said it a few times this week. My birthday is July 25th. I want to hit 700,000 for my birthday, and it looks like we can do more than that. So let's get as close as to a million as we possibly can. Appreciate y'all. The button down below says subscribe. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps this channel get information out through the algorithm. Thank you. I also want to thank the sponsor, and that's PTR Industries. PTR Industries has been an industry leader in roller delayed blowback systems for over 15 years. They take proven designs and they add American ingenuity and manufacturing practices. From short tools, like the one behind me, to cans for hearing protection, they have some of the most innovative products on the market. They have proven designs, trusted quality, refined engineering, with a commitment to precision, heritage, and quality. And they're proudly American made in Anyer, South Carolina. I absolutely love the roller lock system in my PTR 9C. My little MP5 clone there. I love what they've done with that. Has that M-Lock aluminum handguard, so you can attach, you know, whiz-bangs and doodads. Appreciate y'all, PTR. You know where to find them. They make good stuff. Let's jump into this. So today, right around lunchtime here on the East Coast, Maine. You never hear any anti-gun stuff really out of Maine, because Maine has been one of those states where, you know, violent crime really, really isn't a problem. And it's been a constitutional carry state for a very long time. And the problem with Maine is that the Democrats have taken control of both chambers of the House. So they use emotions to get anti-gun bills through both chambers and to the governor's desk. And today, Governor Janet Mills, who is a Democrat, pulled on the heartstrings of people in Maine because they had that mass incident back in Lewiston, Maine. Was it, I think it was October. It was towards the end of October. So because that happened, everybody in the state must pay, and you must give up some of your rights. Now, they're saying, those people who backed this law and the governor who signed it, that this isn't really an infringement on people's rights. Three things were signed today by the governor. The first one is to expand these background checks on private sales. We'll talk about that here in a moment. The second one was to expand Maine's yellow flag laws. Maine has yellow flag and red flag. They're both unconstitutional. They're both illegal. They both look to violate someone's rights without due process. And what they did with the yellow flag is, before today, law enforcement would have to have a face-to-face interaction with the individual that they think they will red flag. You know, kind of like to verify these claims lodged against them by anybody else. You know, to actually make sure and prove that this person is what these people are saying. Well, this new law says, nah, we don't have to do that anymore. If the cops want to yellow flag you, they can go right to the judge, get the warrant to take you, and then take your guns and all that stuff. So we're going to get rid of due process, because this will keep people safe. Will it? Criminals will always be criminals. They don't care about yellow flags. They don't. The third one kind of ties into the first one. It will criminalize the private transfer of firearms to prohibited persons. It'll make it a felony. Well, that's already illegal nationally, but we're going to do it there as well. Here's the catch on that. I told you they were expanding background checks. It's not quite universal background checks, because it's not requiring you to do those person-to-person checks. Unless you advertise that sale of your item, whether it's on like Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, whatever, any of the online things, gun broker, etc. If you advertise it, then you are forced, under this new law, to have the background check conducted at what the law says is a commercially, I want to get this right, a commercially licensed business. And the examples I'm seeing say Cabela's or L.L. Bean. So maybe not your local FFL. You have to go to a commercial place. People in Maine who will know more about this than me, let us know in the comments. Can you just go to, I know it's unconstitutional, guys, but in this law, does it allow you to do it at an FFL, or is it funneling business to L.L. Bean and Cabela's and the like? Because that's something we might want to know, because you always follow the money. Always follow the money. And then, if you transfer a gun and you don't do the background check, and that person proves to be naughty, you can be charged. It's illegal for you to do that if that person proves to be less than stellar. So Governor Janet Mills, Democrat, both chambers, Maine, Democrat. This is going to piss some folks off. I know some of the people who watch my channel are Democrat. That's fine. We don't all have to agree on everything all the time. That is the beauty of America. However, if you say that you are a fan of the Second Amendment, you love our ability to protect, to keep and bear arms, to keep our own selves safe, to be that first responder, to be the champion for your community, to be there when cops can't. If you say you love the Second Amendment, or even if you don't love it, but you still have guns, stop voting for Democrats. Period, point blank. Wake up, smell the coffee. Hopefully it's blackout coffee. But get with it. Get with the times. They are only looking to disarm you. Little by little, that's what they want. Don't care what state you're in. Don't care what they say, these candidates. They will follow the agenda. The Democrats always do. Stop voting for them. They only look to disarm you. That pisses you off. Maybe the shoe fits. Sorry. Maine. What just happened in Maine will continue to happen. They will use any mass tragedy to their advantage to pull on the heartstrings of moms, to pull on the heartstrings of teachers, to pull on the heartstrings of anybody in the state, dads too, who are sympathetic to the victimization of good people. However, when you get down to our rights, feelings do not matter. Not one iota. Happened in Maine. It'll continue to happen in other states. They're trying it in Tennessee. Luckily, we're smashing it back. They're going to try it in your state. Mark my words. Nobody is safe. So, stay vigilant. Pass this along. Always educate your fellow countrymen on both sides of the aisle. At work, at play, at the gym, at the theater, wherever. Keep people in the loop. And thank you for your time. Subscribe to the channel. Till we see each other again, be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun. Check out PTR. I'll see you on the next one. Take care.